Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Ray Mancini, the CEO of UCX. Ray, how you doing?
Doing well today, Kemp.
I want to talk about this news that ran last week that you've combined three brands in the distribution business into one. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, last time I saw you face-to-face, we were having dinner in Germany in January, and you and I also serve on the FCIF board.
Correct. It was a good time in Germany.
All right. You're the largest full-line distributor in the country. Let's start with how's business.
So business in the first half was soft, probably down in the high single digits. You know, we think it's going to continue to be soft in the second half. We feel like until something happens to the interest rate, business is going to be a little sluggish. But we do feel good that when it does turn, whether it's the end of this year, beginning of next year, and we think it's sooner rather than later, we do think it's going to be a nice multi-year run because, you know, as you know, the remodel business, existing home sales has been down 20% over the last year and a half. And the new home construction market, really there's not a lot of existing inventory. It's just that the price of the homes because of inflation got pretty high. And then with the interest rates pretty much doubling, people are just holding off at this point in time to buy a new home. So we think there's a lot of pent-up demand. And when the economy really turns for the better as relates to interest rates and inflation, we think it's going to be a real good run.
So your family's been in the distribution business since 1959, actually got started in the beverage side of the business up in the New England area. And I think your grandfather started the business. And then in 81, you got in the flooring business, kind of followed the alignment of Armstrong because you built up the business up there in the Northeast by acquiring a total of seven of Armstrong's distributors, right?
Yes, that's correct. In 81, 82, there was a banker, friend of my father's. My dad was looking to diversify. I have a brother and a sister, and he wasn't sure the beverage company was big enough for the three of us. So he decided to diversify. Right. A bulk covering company in the state of Rhode Island was up for sale. We bought him out of bankruptcy, and fortunately for us, they had the Armstrong franchise. So we picked up the Armstrong franchise. And like you said, we've grown through acquisition and organic growth over the last 42 years now.
Mm-hmm. And in over on the beverage side, you have some big brands like, you know, Kettle One and Tito's and Joss Cellars and Stella. And I get you have spirits and beer and wine as well, right?
Yeah, beverages, we call it total beverages. So we do beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic. We're in the state of Rhode Island and the state of Connecticut. Been in that business since 59, and that's been a real steady business for us. Unlike the floor cover business, the beverage business is like buying food and groceries. Every week, people are purchasing product. Unlike the floor cover business, where it's, let's say, every 7 years.
All right, so let's talk about these three big distributing companies. First, you were Belknap White up in the Northeast. You acquired J.J. Haynes in 2019, and that gave you the Mid-Atlantic and the Southeast. And then in 2022, you acquired Swift Train, and that gave you the Southwest, right?
Exactly. You know, the way we look at it is distribution has really changed over the last 20 years, quite frankly. You know, we first started the business, like I said earlier, we're in the state of Rhode Island. We're a small distributor. We just really wanted to be a Northeast regional distributor. But the business has changed a lot, and we feel that we had to be a large regional player. And that's why we started looking outside of the Northeast to acquire companies along the East Coast and now over to Texas. And really, the impetus for the name change is that, you know, we really want people to understand that, you know, we're in 28 states now. We do about 70% of the population. We're one of the large regional players in the floor covering industry. And if you looked around the country today, we're not the only ones doing this. If you looked at Gallagher just purchased Virginia Tile. So now they're in the West and the Midwest and all surfaces. I'm not sure they bought four or five companies, and I'm not sure how many states they're in. They're probably in like 15-something states in that Midwest region. So, you know, distribution is changing. We think scale is important in that process to keep us competitive. We can give good service to our customers at a competitive price. So far, it's worked out well.
So you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to change my brand. I know you've been working on this for a long time, and you've hired some really talented people. It's called UCXFlooring.com, and I invite people to go look at that website. I mean, that's the first big window. You can tell that a lot of energy went in there. You tell the history of all these companies, and you're able to say, you know, who you are, because depending on what part of the country you're in, serves up some different information, and it's an excellent job. This brand, UCX, it stands for Ultimate Customer Experience, right? So a lot of thought went into that.
Correct. We brought in the company called The Blake Project, been in the works for about a year and a half. We went through, I don't know how many iterations of names, but we probably had 10 to 15 names. We formed a small committee and started to choose. You know, we ended up with UCX. You know, really, if you look at the companies that we put together, Belknap, SwiftTrain, and JJ Haynes, first of all three companies, Haynes was in business over 150 years. SwiftTrain, when they were family owned, was in business for 45 plus years. Belknap's been in business 42 years. So we have like over 250 years of floor covering experience there. And the three companies would really kind of made us acquire those companies. One is, you know, we felt like they're customer centric. Two is they family owned, and three, they care deeply about servicing their customers. So we decided in the end to name it UCX, the ultimate customer experience. And we know it's a big statement. It's really an aspirational statement, but it does serve as a constant reminder of why we all come to work every day, kind of our purpose, what it is each and every team member is trying to do. And our tagline is your flooring connection. Now, we still believe this is a people business, and we really want to connect with our customers in a way that they know we care about them and their success and are working hard about getting it right the first time. And our approach, you know, we really try to keep it simple. We're really trying to streamline our business processes, create best practices throughout our region, hold each other accountable, you know, so we can deliver consistent, reliable service throughout our territory and be laser focused on the customer and deliver this great experience. It's really just continuing to get better at the blocking and tackling. And the metaphor we use is we kind of liken it to when you go to a restaurant and you get a great waiter or waitress. And if you get a great waiter or waitress at dinner, you know, it really makes the dining experience so much better. And for us, we really believe it's true that our people that make the difference and caring about the customers is at the center of everything we do. So we're really excited about the brand makeover. And we think there's a lot of value in getting to one name. We love our history, you know, the Haynes history, the SwiftTrain history, and the Belknap history. And we're going to build upon the history. The history doesn't go away. We're going to build upon it. But it was kind of fragmented as a name. You know, people in the Southwest thought of us as SwiftTrain. People in the Southeast, you know, they still had the Wheeler name, some of them, and then the Haynes name, and CMH in North Carolina. So we really decided to make a clean break, got kind of fresh with a new name that really kind of guides the UCX ultimate customer experience, and then the tagline, your flooring connection. So we're excited.
Let me just reiterate, this family owned, this is the largest full line distributor in the United States, and you're family owned. That says a lot. It's you know, this flooring industry has several big family owned names, and you want to do business with people that understand the values and tell you the truth. And you get that from a family-owned company, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we are 100% family-owned. I have a brother and a sister, so there's three owners, and we own a third of the company. So, yeah, it's family-owned, and I mentioned earlier, we really do build upon the family values that really Haynes had also in a lot of ways, and SwiftTrain had also in a lot of ways. Simple things like trust, integrity, honesty, those are the values that we live and breathe every day in our organization.
And I see the brands that you're representing are some solid and some big brands. I see, you know, Metroflor and Taylor, and can't go through them all. You have a tremendous stable of brands in there. And then you have your own. You have a private label brand named Chesapeake, right?
Yeah, we think we have the best hot surface portfolio out there. You know, a couple of other big names is, you know, we have the Armstrong line, the Bruce line, the American Elite line, the Crossville line, Somerset Mullican, TFL, Quickstep, just to name a few. One of the big reasons that we bought SwiftTrain was they were one of the first to import. They've been importing LVT for 45 plus years along with some wood now. And buying them, it really helped us to get into the import side of the business. So we're sourcing products now from all over the world. We have some great national brands, and we have some really strong private label brands. So we have a really well-rounded portfolio for our customers to choose from.
All right. Well, let me again say, please take a look at UCXflooring.com. to learn more about this new brand. Again, been talking to Ray Mancini, the CEO of UCX and part of the Mancini family. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorValley.net.